Let's begin Or Chaim Siman Aleph Ashkenaz HaBoker. The Mechaber writes, Yis Gaber Ka'ari La'amod BaBoker La'avodas Boro. And here he's paraphrasing the tour that a person should wake up in the morning with extra zest and energy. He should be inspired like a lion. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Ki lekach nivra ha'adam. You have to understand the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, belongs to the Musar tradition. And Siman Aleph is a wonderful opportunity for the Mishnah Berurah to impress us and basically inspire us and uplift us in the Musar approach, which is lekach nivra ha'adam. You know, the Ramchal opens up his Mesil Sisharim. Why? What is man's responsibility in being created? And the Mishnah Berurah invokes the famous Pasuk Yeshayahu. It says, "Kol hanikra b'shmi ulechvodi barasiv." And everything that was created was for the glory of God. And therefore, he should wake up in the morning with this attitude that he wants to serve God. That's why he was created. They say that the Chofetz Chaim, even in his 90s, on a winter day, would be overheard fighting with his Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is telling him to stay in bed and entices him by saying, how can you get up in the morning when it's so cold out? In the sun, in the heats of the summer sun, you went to sleep late last night, it was a late summer night, now it's early in the morning, why should you get up for davening? Sleep a little longer. Sleep is a great Yetzirah. You should overcome this temptation, this dragging of the Yetzirah down, and he doesn't pay any attention. The Akshav Benafsho, he should think to himself, Ilu Hoya Nitzach Lama Lushois Lutheim El Pasav Adam, if he was called to serve in front of the king, the human king, physical, made of flesh and blood. Kama Yezorev, Yezorev Lamad Bashkoma, how early he would rise in the morning to make sure that he's there to serve the king. Kolshkin, how much more so? We're talking about the Melech Malchi Amloch, the king of kings, who rules over all universes, who is eternal, who is omnipotent, and so forth. How much more so he should rush and activate himself to get up and serve Hashem, the Melech Malchei Amloch. Now, you know, the Mishnah Berurah gives this example of in his mashal of someone getting up in front of the king. You could give another example. Sometimes you're a little bit tired, and all of a sudden there's a knock on the door. And who shows up? A friend that you haven't seen for 10 or 20 years. You know, you'll find the energy to go greet the friend. How much more so when you're waking up in the morning in order to serve the Melech Malchei Amlochim, Tefillah, and Talmud Torah. Now the concept of Melech Malchei Amlochim is an interesting one. You know, you have Malachim, you have kings. And then they're a king of kings, you know, what we call superpowers. Now, when I was brought up, there was the United States and the Soviet Union. These were the two superpowers. And they are the Malchei Amlochim, they're the king over kings. They, in a sense, control the lower kings. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the Malchei Amlochim. He's the king over the superpowers. And this mashal of Yisgaber Kari, which is based on the Torah, really comes from the Mishnais and Avos that compare. We learn from certain animals. You know, the Ari, the lion, is the paradigm of power, of energy. You know, he can rip things apart, and jumps, you know, and he pounces. And this is the excitement a person has to have when he's inspired to serve Hashem, to wake up in the morning. We could also add to that he washes his hands, what we call Negel Vasser. And what this means is that he's like the Kohen who washes his hands and his feet before he enters into the Beis HaMikdash on any particular day for the Avodah. We are Kohen, and we also have to do the Avodah, so therefore we have to wash our hands. Says the Mechaber, Shehi Huma Orer HaShachar. He wakes up the morning. In other words, it's not that he continues to sleep until he finally runs out of sleep, but rather, no, he actively wakes up and says, I declare, now it's Shachar. I'm going to be Ma'or of the Shachar. I'm going to wake up the morning, so to speak. Now, the Mefarshim here, whether it's the Shari Tshuva, the Be'er Heitev, and the Mishnah Berurah, they all quote a statement of the Shallah. The Shallah lived about 2.5 centuries ago. His name was Horovitz. He has great insights into mystical thinking, into the Torah and how to interpret the Torah. And he writes the following, that there's a secret of the Torah which is lechaber yom v'layla b'torah o b'tfilah. We have to connect, link up the night with the day in either in one of two ways, either through Torah study or through tefillah. Hein baboker v'hein ba'erev. Twice we have to do this. We have to sew together the night into the day and sew together the morning into the night, the day into the night. Umiyad kishis ore mishnaso v'eino rotza lishon. Now he is awake and he's not going back to sleep. So at this point, what he's going to do is yitol yodov. He's going to wash what we call negelvasa. Afshin nishar mushkov, even if he's not yet standing on 2 feet, and he sort of bends over, he's got a pail and a sefel, you know, he can wash his hands without getting out of bed, he's still b'mishkov. Kol shken shlo yelech arba amas b'linim to sidayim, he should not walk 4 cubits, which is about, let's say, 8 feet, until he finally washes netil sidayim. Now there are those who are of the opinion that within a room it's all one area, or maybe from one room to the other if you can see, you know, from one room to the other down the hall, and you could go without washing, and even though it's more than Dalet Amos. But the Mishnah Berurah is being very strict and demanding here. He would advocate in favor of washing your hands even before you get out of bed. Now he says the following: Ubizor Hakadosh Maflig Avur Zevi Onsho Miod. The Zohar goes very far out with the punishment for someone who walks Dalet Amos without washing Negel Vasa. If you look at the Shari Tshuva, he says Bizor Shalonu Lesso. We don't have it in our printed versions of the Zohar, but Bizor Ksavyad, in the manuscript versions of the Zohar, we have it. V'aldo eschayev misol shamaya v'kosav shetzorach litol achal pishen erotza lokum im era shahamayim rechokim v'en lo mishi korvim el nogu k'tzas v'alei nefesh olkim pachos v'dalet amos. Very severe punishments for someone who walks Dalet Amos without washing his hands, and if he doesn't have water, then he should walk smaller, take smaller steps, and stop within Dalet Amos. He shouldn't walk Dalet Amos without Negel Vasa. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ki umashe al atzmo ruach hatuma." So the various explanations for Negel Vasa, we gave one before, which is the famous Rashba, that he's, you know, he's a Kohen who's doing the Avodah, and every day he's a new person, he's a new Birya. But the other answer is that he has to get rid of Ruach HaTumah, because Ruach HaTumah somehow, this contaminated spirit, so to speak, envelops him during the course of the night. And he has to wash himself, his hands, in order to get rid of this Ruach HaTumah. In other words, if he hasn't yet washed his hands, if he has to urinate, he should not postpone that because he hasn't yet washed his hands. He needs a few minutes to wash. No. Don't look for water now. You have to urinate and it's urgent. Let's say his friend prepared water. and you want to take his water because you're desperate, you don't have water for Netilas Yadayim, that's prohibited. In low, if the exception shebar lo sheyita in tekef tmuras samacher, unless it's absolutely clear to him that he's going to replace the water that he took, which is somebody else's water, with the same volume of water. And the Mishnah Berurah says that these are common kishlonot. You know, people fall, and therefore he's emphasizing this. They're not careful about this. Now, in Era Hamayim, this we saw already in the Shari Tshuva, the Mayim Arachokim, he doesn't have access to the water immediately. He should walk less than Dalet Amos and take a step and take a breath, take a break, take a what's called an Amida Lofush. Now, he's not so happy with this. He quotes the Shari Tshuva that's not so happy with this and would rather advocate in front of running to get the water and not starting to slow himself down by halicha pokas pokas mi'arba amos. Make a leap for it. Just get to the water as soon as he can. The yesh omrim til inyan ze amrinon kola besa kidalat amos. This is what we mentioned before, that from one room to the other in the same house might be considered all one Dalet Amos, even though to get one from room to the other you have to traverse, you have to walk beyond Dalet Amos. Aval ein lismoch al zeh ki im b'shas hadchak. To assume that the whole house is one area. So for example, there's going to be an issue about washing negelvas in a bathroom. Now, it could be that the access that he has to water within Dalet Amos when he immediately wakes up and gets out of bed is in the bathroom. So our bathrooms might not be the bathrooms of the old times, and therefore it could be that you're allowed to wash your hands in the bathroom. So some will wash their hands in the bathroom because that's within Dalet Amos of his bed, but they're not going to rely on that negelvas, so they're not going to make a bracha until they wash in the sink that is in the public area, meaning it's outside of the room that he's sleeping in. So again, what we're saying is the following, that he might want to do two netilos. So if he's going to be machmir very much, like the Mishnah Berurah wants to, and advocates that he shouldn't go Dalet Amos without washing, but yet on the other hand, he has an issue whether he's allowed to wash in the bathroom that's close to his bed. So what he might do is wash twice. Once in the bath, you know, he comes out of the bathroom, or shall I say in the bathroom. And then, because the washing in the bathroom is very questionable, he should wash a second time, which might require him to walk even more than Dalet Amos, but in a public area, like the kitchen or wherever it might be. The Mishnah Berurah, the first of the wide lines of Era, So now he's in a bind. On the one hand, he's up and out of bed and he wants to learn Torah, but he has no access to water to spill the water three times on each hand and remove the Ruach HaTumah. On the other hand, you know, he has a mitzvah d'orais of Talmud Torah, of Tefillah. So what should he do in this case? He should go back to the Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin is that he's allowed to learn Torah up until daybreak. And whatever limited amount of water that he has, he should use that water to wash his hands, or maybe instead of doing it in a kli, he should do it in a way that he'll clean his hands with soap and that water that he has. And all this is in order to achieve a state of nikayon kapayim. And that would be enough to allow him to study Torah, because he doesn't want it any way to be mavatal the Torah, so we'll allow him to rely on the fact that his hands are clean, even though he hasn't done a formal netilas yadayim with three times in a sefel, in a kos, in a kli. Now let's take a look at the bir halacha before we go on to the Ramah. The bir halacha says shehei hu ma'orer hashachar nochem mi'od li'zor lomer kodem kol sholosh tefilos oda hayiratzon amuvur b'yushalmi b'perek tefilas hashachar da'ayinu b'shachas modani l'fanech Hashem l'kai v'l'kei avosai shotzei soni me'afelo li'oro ubemin chamod ani kishem shezikisani liros kishashama b'mizrochein sachisi liroso b'marav u'ba'arvisi rotzo kishem shayisi be'afela v'otzisonu li'ora kein totzionu me'afela li'ora. So we have here a number of yiratzons, which I'm not familiar with these. They are here in the Bir Halacha, the very first Bir Halacha in Or Chaim Siman Aleph. And each one is a yiratzon that we recite before tefillah. And before Shacharis, we're going to thank Hashem that took us out of darkness and brought us into light. Mincha, just like we were zocher, we merited seeing the chama of the Mizrach. Now we're zocher to see the chama as it's setting in the west. And finally, with Arvis, keshem shayisi ba'afelo v'otzisani li'ora kach totzieni me'afelo li'ora. That represents nighttime, and God, you took us out of the darkness, the bleak darkness, and we hope that you will always do that on our behalf, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Says the Ramah, V'al kol ponim lo ya'acher zman atfilo k'sha'atzira mispalo. In other words, it's very nice that a person is trying to be ma'or shachar, he's misgaber kari. But what's critical here is that he fits everything into the Zman Tefillah. And not only that, not Zman Tefillah in abstract terms, but Sha'atzibur Mispalalim. And the Mishnah Berurah elaborates on this. He says on the third line, Hainu afal pisha lo yavar Zman Tefillah mikomako mitzvah im ha'atzibur. So for sure he has to wake up before some Zman Tefillah. But as far as when he should get up l'chatchila, then that's in a way that he would not jeopardize the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. It's not enough, says Ramah, that he'll make it on time for before Sof Zman tefillah. He should make it on time for tefillah b'tzibur. And now the Ramah, one of the most famous statements in the Ramah, because it's right here on the first page, is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid Hu Klal Gadol B'Torah U'B'Malos HaTzadikim Asher Holchem Lifnei Elokim. The rule of thumb that should guide us in all of our service to Hashem is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. We should constantly be aware of Hashem. And we're going to see exactly how to fulfill the mitzvah of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Sovid. But what we have to know is that this is a klal gadol. This is a fundamental rule in Torah and in the milus of tzaddikim asher holchim lifnei Elokim. And if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah number Daled, he says, Hainu she yitzayir benafsho tomid echu omid lifnei Hashem yisbarach. He should have a constant awareness that he is standing in the presence of God. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moleh Chol Haaretz, the God is everywhere. And he quotes the Arizal, she is sayer shema vaya tomid l'neged einov b'nikud yireh kazeh. In other words, the shema vaya, which is punctuated, should be in front of his eyes constantly, and with the same vowels as yireh, with mina chiruk under the yud, and then a shva under the hay, and then a kamatz under the vav, and that is yud ke vav ke. Yeshivisa yud ke vav ke linegdi summon. I constantly have in the eye of my mind a vision of yud ke vav ke. The zeto elis gadol inyan ayira, that has a tremendous impact on a person to bring him to the state of fearing God. This is really fascinating to see the letters, and again with their vowels, of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's going to bring him to Yiras Hashem, so he won't sin. The Yeshayi Regilim Achmazel Asos Menoros Shel Klaf Mitzuyorin Lehaniach B'Sidurim Bekosum Behem Shivisi Hashem Lehegi Somit. This you'll see very often amongst Sephardic Jews especially, and usually in the shuls they have it up in a frame, you know, a chamsa, you know, they have the hand and the yudke vavke, but this should be taken on a very private level, not just in the shul, to have your own personal klaf that has on it you know, the tziurim of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Summit, so that when you open your siddur, you'll see this picture of a menorah, and on the menorah you'll see Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Summit. And this is going to create a situation of Yira without Hesech Hadas, that he's constantly aware of Hashem. Now here we have one of the most famous, if not the most famous, comment to the Bir Halacha in the entire Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, HaRotza L'Kayim Shivisi Karoi, it's the Bir Halacha on line 7, Yizdareis L'Kayim Ashenichtav B'Shem Sefer Achinuch. So he says, to really fulfill Shivisi the way it should be, we'll do it the way that the Sefer Achinuch would advocate. And he doesn't just give you a footnote and a reference to the Sefer HaChinuch, he wants to quote the Sefer HaChinuch. Make sure that you have it. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Bir Halacha, "Mipnei Godel Chavivusam Ha'atikum Kama Gidolim B'Sifrei." He says, I'm not the first one, the Gidolim would copy over this paragraph of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is the end of the Chinuch's introduction. Sheish mitzvos chiyuvan tmidi. There are six mitzvahs of the 613. There are six mitzvahs that can be identified as constant mitzvahs, perpetual mitzvahs, and you can fulfill them every moment of the day. If there won't be a moment of a person's life where all of these six mitzvahs will be applicable, would be within grasp, within his ability to fulfill these mitzvahs. And here's what the Chinuch writes in his introduction: Sheish mitzvos chiyuvan tmidi. There are six mitzvahs that have a constant obligation. Lo yifsiku me'ala odem afilu rega echad kol chayav. They won't be missing. The mitzvah is there. And he says, what are these six mitzvahs? Kol zman v'chol rega shiyachshav behen kiyei mitzvahs aseh. That with regard to these six mitzvahs, any time, day or night, Chol, Yontif, Shabbos, whatever it is, you can fulfill this mitzvah, any of these six. The Ein Ketz L'mata and Schara Mitzvah, and these are mitzvahs which generate an incredible, infinite, endless amount of reward. V'elu Ein number one, L'hamid sheyesh Eloha Echad ba'olam shehimtzi kol animtzos u'michefto uritzono hu kol mashu achshav v'shehoya v'shehiyye la'ade ad. Who Otsion mi Mitzrayim Nosalon Osan Torah Zehu Mitzvah Saseh. So we're talking about a faith in God. There's one God. He created everything that exists, and anything that exists only because of His will that it should exist. He took us out of Mitzrayim, gave us the Torah. This is the first of the six mitzvos tmidios, and the Mishnah Berurah touches, although he doesn't go into it, on the question of whether lahamin and amuna means faith, or is it a logical, philosophical, rigorous proof of adducing proofs of God's existence. Not just amuna, it's also yediyah. Then he goes on. Beis, the second mitzvah tmidus. Shlo namin bishum aloka zuloso. Which means that we're not allowed to believe in any other power on the face of the earth. Even if he agrees that God is the ultimate controller, but he imagines that God gave over the anhug of this world to some malach or to some kochav, that is already Avodah Zarah. It means he believes, he acknowledges the ultimate power and authority of God, but he thinks that there are other powers in the universe that also have independent power. These are Malachim and Kochavim. That's considered Modav Avodah Zarah. He violates Ol Yilch Elohim Achirim Al Panai. And that is absolutely fundamental. That's a mitzvah tmidis. El Yamin Shakarish Baruch Hu Bi'atzim V'Chodo Mashkiach B'Chol Olamos V'Ein Shum Nivra Ein L'Shum Nivra Koach Lasos Dover Bilti Ritzono. Man has no ability to set himself up or anybody else as an independent power, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power. He's the one who has Hashkocha Pratis in all Olamos, meaning he's totally aware of what's going on. That's divine providence. And no Nivra Ba'olam can do anything that's against the will of God. That is the Amuna of the second category. So the first category just identifies Hashem, the Creator, the infinite and omnipotent God. That's the first level, the first mitzvah of Emunah. The second one is to reject any belief in any malachim or kochavim, as if to say that they have an independent authority to make decisions. But rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu before the Vatzmo, He is the Mashkiach, not only on our world down here, the lower worlds, but also on the higher worlds of the angels and the stars. There is no power to any Nivra to do something that's against the Ratzon of Hashem. That's the second mitzvah. Then he concludes the second mitzvah. Again, this is all a quote from the Chinuch. L'chein nikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei HaElokim, the God of gods, so to speak. Now let's take a look at the third mitzvah, Yachdo. Shenemar, and here we're turning to page 8. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is called Yichud Hashem. Pirusho, what it means is Shema Yisrael, Vedaki Hashem, Shehiva Es HaKol Bertzono, Vehu Elokeinu, HaMashkiach B'chol HaOlamos, Hu Hashem Echad B'li Shum Shituf. Which means that God supervises all the worlds, and there is no shituf, there is no other power or force on earth. Everything goes according to the will of God in all the worlds. This is very, very similar to the previous mitzvah of Shlo Namin Bishum Elokim Zulasa. Now, it could be that Shlo Namin Bishum Elokim Zulasa, or Elohim Zulasa, is a little different than Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem says that all the powers of the universe, all these forces, are a reflection of God's primordial will, His eternal will. And God is the one who's Mashgiach and Kol Holomos. That's a little bit different than Lo Yelecha, where someone is convinced that although God may exist and control certain worlds, but there are other worlds that are independent of God's will. Would say the following, that maybe the difference between the second mitzvah, I'm sorry, the third mitzvah and the fourth mitzvah, second mitzvah and the third mitzvah, is that the second mitzvah is more of a shlila, it's a negative, that we shouldn't believe in any other powers, that they have independent forces. The third mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, of Yichud Hashem, is much more of a positive command, and that means we have to think of God as the Mashgiach B'chol Olamos. In other words, there's a certain unity of all existing things, that they're all, in a sense, part of the divine being. This a Yichud Hashem. Then we get to number Dalit, the fourth on the list, Leov HaMokom Baruch Hu, that's Avosh, and Emar V'Avtos Hashem Elokecha, clearly a positive command. And the Sefer HaChinuch, which is partially based on the Rambam, Ketzad Yagi Adam Li'Ava, what's the way of achieving this love of God? Hu Al Yedei Torah, through the study of Torah. The Rambam offers two different approaches. One is the study of Torah, and the other is looking out at the universe. And he says, based on the Sifri, Lefish Nevar V'Yahavta Eini Yodea Ketzad Leo V'Samokim Tamalom V'Ayu Advar Me'ilah Sharnokim Tzavchai Ayom Alev Avecha, in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is formulated in the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, there the Torah goes on to say, V'Yahavta, you will love God. So the contiguity between the study of Torah as a mitzvah and the love of God indicates that the method, the way in which a person can achieve love of God, is through V'Ahavta. When we talk kach, then since you study God's wisdom, His Torah, Atomakiris Misha Omar V'Oya Ha'olam, you will recognize and acknowledge the Creator. Klomar Shal Yidei His bonus b'Torah, by analyzing and delving into the Torah, Yakir es gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will recognize the greatness of God, she'ein lo erech v'lo keitz, that God is infinite, v'tisyashev ha'ava b'libo v'hechrich, and by appreciating the infinite wisdom of God, he will love God. V'inyan ha-mitzvah she'yira adam la'hosim kol magamoso v'chol machshavto achar avas Hashem yisparach. All of his energies and all of his thoughts, all of his yearnings should be about love of God. V'yarech b'libo, he should evaluate or estimate it in his heart, ki kol ma she'yesh ba'olam, anything in the world, all the gifts that he, all the endowments that were bestowed upon him, Osher Bonim Kovet Akol Ka'ayin Neged Avoso Yisbarach, which is really unbelievable when you're talking about Bonim here. You know, Osher, okay, you know, physical material wealth is certainly inferior to the love of God. But when you're talking about Bonim, I mean, that's the greatest love that a man could have for his children. How does that become Ka'ayin Neged Avoso Yisbarach, to the love of God? That's already a different level, you know, to say that my love for my child is nothing compared to my love for God. V'yiga Tomid B'Bakoshas Chochmas HaTorah, Yigia, you should always have a tremendous amount of effort and sweat and toil to achieve his great desire of understanding the Torah, and Laman Yasig Yidia Bashem, so that through the Torah he can achieve Yidia Bashem, he can know God. Now again, I'm not sure if Reb Chaim Volozhin in his Nefesh HaChaim would necessarily agree to this, or exactly agree to this with all its detail. I think Reb Chaim Volozhin has a concept of Torah Lishma, where you study for the following motivation, which is called Lishma, is different than Yediyas Hashem. Again, I don't believe for one moment that Reb Chaim Volozhin would deny that through the Torah we achieve Yediyas Hashem, but I think he would say that there's a level of Torah that precedes Yediyas Hashem. It's just Torah l'shem Torah. Torah because I love Torah. Torah because I can't live without Torah. I'm a fish out of water. I'm going to die without Torah. It's my oxygen. I love Torah. That's a madriga where Torah l'shma means it's the end in of itself. It's not for the purpose of anything else. But again, you know, if you ask about how to achieve Yediyas Hashem, there's no doubting that Torah is the way to achieve Yediyas Hashem, and through Yediyas Hashem to achieve Avas Hashem. Then he says the following, the Mishnah Berurah. Here again, he's putting on his Musar cap and he's saying, Koves Machshavto Yonim Gashmi Heavenly Olam Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. If he sees the physicality and the material benefits in this world as an end unto itself, or for example, either for pleasure purposes or to achieve honor and respect, you know, as a result of his inyanim gashmiim, is bitel aseizu. Because again, this essay of Yahavta has to encompass his entire life. And if he takes chunks of his life and instead of Avas Hashem dedicates them to Avas Olam Hazeh, to the love for this world, that is a bitul mitzvah aseh of Yahavta. When he's getting involved in machshavos about inyanim gashmiim as if they were the end of the day, and that undermines his ability to come to a total Avas Hashem. And finally, we get to Yiras Hashem. This is the fifth mitzvah on our list. Lios Yiras Hashem Yisbarach al panav tamid lebilti yechtav al zenemers Hashem al kechatira u'mishabad dvar aver liyodo chayev lehair rucho velosi salibo b'yosof perak shakadosh baruch hu mashkiach b'chol maise b'nei adam af im yiyah v'machsh b'machshecha maseihem. And this is the Yira, the idea that Hashem is aware of all of his actions, of every single action, of every single machshava. That's going to awaken him, that realization of God's ultimate, all-encompassing hashgacha, awareness of man's actions, is going to bring man to the state of Yira, a fear of God. Now, at the end of this fifth mitzvah, in the Bir Halacha, he adds a few sentences, and he says the following. That, again, Yiras Shamayim means an awareness that God is there, he's watching him. You know, if the temptation comes along, he has to realize that Hashem is watching him, and therefore he'll have Yira. But here he adds the following. He says, and this is the awareness of Hashgacha Pratis on a constant basis, that as the Mishnah Berurah formulates it in such beautiful terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach HaMaisa B'nei Adam, even if man is acting in private under the mantle of darkness, and Hashem meets out punishment. One of the fundamentals of belief is if they were not behaving properly, Hashem will punish us. So the pasuk says, "Im yisaser ish b'mistarim, vanilo erenu nimu Hashem." Man hides himself, violating the mitzvah, the command, and I won't see that. Surely Hashem will see that God is there, and that's the Yirat Shamayim that we have to work on constantly, to make sure that we always feel that even if we're acting benistar, you know, nobody's seeing us, but God says that I won't see you, we're always in the presence of God, and God is always watching us, and therefore we have to be overwhelmed by pachad, by yira. Now, it seems clear from the Rambam that fear of punishment is a lower level than ava, but nevertheless, this is a constant mitzvah, and we always have to work on that awareness that Hashem is looking at me, you know, even if I'm doing something, you know, in a locked closet and nobody sees me, but Hashem is there to see me. You know, the famous story about, I don't know if it's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter or others, that they were traveling in a wagon, you know, with a balagola, and the balagola stopped because he had to, you know, he had to change a wheel or something like that. Whatever it was, he had to stop. And while he stopped, he wanted to grab food from somebody else's field, you know, on the side of the road, which would be obviously theft. So he asked the rabbi, please, you stand guard, you stay here at the Agala, I'm going to go out there and see what I can pill, you know, what I could steal. And let me know, give me a warning, and call me over if somebody comes to and is watching. So the rabbi said, as soon as, you know, a few minutes later, he says, they're watching you. And he came back, he didn't see anybody. He says, what do you mean? So he goes out again, and again the rabbi yells, they see you. So he comes running back in. He says, well, what are you telling me? Time after time, you keep inhibiting my bringing these rations from other people's fields by saying they're seeing me. Who's seeing me? There's no one around. No one's around for miles. Mizet means they see you up in Shamayim. You know, that you have to realize. And, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says on his deathbed, he tells his students, you know, Shamayim kimora boss of Adam. You should have the fear of God, that like you have fear from boss of Adam. So the students ask him, what do you mean? The fear of God has to be that much greater. He says, you know what? Let's just get that to Madrega, that you feel the sense of being in God's presence, and that inhibits you from doing averis. Let's get to that stage that's equal to fearing man. You know, that we're afraid, we should be afraid of God at least as much as we're afraid of man. How if I will reach that stage where we could be afraid of God as if he was here, like we're afraid of man who's right in front of me and watching my actions. Finally, he gets to the last of the six mitzvahs. Shelo nosur achar machshevas halev uriyas einayim shenemer lo sasur achrei levavchem. That this lotaseh is a constant, perpetual lotaseh, that we should not be led to stray from the right path, the path of service of God, by these machshevas of the heart and uriyas halev. So what is achrei levavchem, achrei nechem? Omru chachom achrei levavchem zu apikorsis, v'achrei nechem zu znus. We have to avoid at all costs any sort of thoughts of apikorsis, of denial, or any thoughts of seeing something that we shouldn't be looking at. He says, bichlal apikorsis hu kol machshavos zoros. Any thoughts or philosophies or concepts that are antithetical to Torah philosophy, that's called achrei levavchem. And then we get to achrei nechem, and he says b'chal znus misherodef hachatar v'sa'olam v'bli she'echad mem klal l'kavon etova. You know, it's not just a matter of sexuality and sexual taivas, but it's taivas ha'olam. And he has no interest in L'shem Shamayim. He's not doing it because he sees himself as a servant of Hashem. He's not enjoying this world because kidei lamod bari, because he wants to be healthy so that he can serve Hashem. Rakavanosu tomi laharvos betanuru gidolim. He just wants more and more pleasure. He is lustful. He is a pursuer of hedonistic pleasure, and that itself is a violation of losasuru achrei einechem. At the end of this presentation, the Mishnah Berurah ends in the Bir Halacha, which calls Elokati Milosha Nechman from the Sefer Achinuch. The Kilorin Heim Leinayim, these are beautiful for the eyes. The Ashrei HaMakayimim Karoi, how great is it if you could be Makayim these six mitzvahs on a regular basis? You know, one of the Bali Musar, who he's no longer alive, but in the last generation, recent, it was Rabbi Avigdor Miller in America, and he gave us, you know, 10 strivings on a daily basis, 10 things that we should strive to do. Here in the Mishnah Berurah, we only have 6. Rabbi Avigdor Miller jacked it up to 10. But in any event, this is the Mishnah Berurah, and this comes back to Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Summit, Klal Godol B'Torah, B'Maila Sat Tzadikim Hosher Holchum Fnei Hashem. And the Ramah embellishes this, and very poetically he says, Ki Ein Yeshivas Odom U'Tunosav Asokav U'Levado B'Beso. He says he cannot compare a person who's sitting alone in his hand, in his own home, in the private film, the way he acts. Ki Yeshivaso U'Tunosav Asokav U'Levado B'Maila Godol. Cannot compare it to the way he would sit and the way he would move and act in the presence of a great king. He wouldn't speak, you know, about all sorts of frivolities and lashon hara and so on when he's amongst the members of his family, like he would speak in the presence of the king. Obviously, the presence of the king would instill in him a certain fear and certain inhibition, would raise the level of his actions to a higher inspired level. Is Kolshke now much more so? Shiyasim Adam Elibo, Shamelech Hagodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamoloch HaLaretz Kvodo, Omeid Olav Haroa Masov. How much more so if a person would only focus on the idea that God is aware of his actions. God is Moloch al Aretz Kvodo. He's everywhere. Omid Olav Haroa B'Masov. He stands over man and sees his actions. Kimo Shenemar Im Yisaser Ish B'Mistorim Vanilo Er Enunu Hashem. Can man hide from me and I won't see him? If man is constantly aware of the fact that he's in the presence of Hashem, Shivisa Hashem like the Soviad Yagilov Hayiro, Vachno, Vipachar Hashem Yisparach, Uboshto Mimenu Tomin. The Ramah doesn't mention anything about Avor, some of the other mitzvahs. He's focused pretty much exclusively on Yira and Hachno Salev and Pasha to misbehave in front of Hashem, in front of the Melech Malchim Lochim, is humiliating. And therefore, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Summit, I'm always aware of the fact that I'm in the presence of Hashem. The Ramah goes on to say, V'lo Yizbayesh Mipnei B'nei Odom HaMal'igim Olav. If he's involved and dedicated in the service of Hashem, he should not be impressed by those who make fun of him. V'gam Be'atznei Aleches U'B'shoch Ba'al Mishkovo Yeda Lifnei Mihu Shochev. And he says this is a general rule for those who are sleeping on their beds. They have to know in front of whom they're sleeping. And as soon as he wakes up in the morning, miyad k'sheyor yeir mishnisos mishenoso is yakum bizrizus lavonis boro yisbarach yisal. He should wake up with an alacrity, with an excitement, with an energy force to serve Hashem. That's why he was created. Now there are two Mishnah Berurahs here that I wanted to call your attention. Number Hey is a discussion about Mipnei Bnei Adam. You know, he shouldn't be embarrassed about his service of Hashem, even if others are making fun of him. What's that all about? And then there's the Mishnah Berurah here on the bottom of the first page that we started, Number Dalid, on the word Hatzadikim. So I think at this point we'll stop. we realize that we still have a number of Mishnah Berurahs to finish it up here in Siman Aleph Seif Aleph.